when to enroll and how to enroll. So I went straight to the official source, Medicare.gov, to get the facts about Medicare. I found answers to all my questions, and I'm ready to get started. And so can you. Just go to Medicare.gov to get the real facts about Medicare.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft, but that's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes in your financial accounts, they'll alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Get the alerts that can make all the difference. Save up to 40% off your first year with the promo code BECK, LifeLock.com, 800-LIFELOCK, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or LifeLock.com. Use the promo code BECK at LifeLock.com.
Several people remain hospitalized after a mass shooting during a lakeside gathering last night north of Oklahoma City.
Flyers on social media describe this as a Sunday fun day party that happened near the lake. Police say that two men in ski masks, they opened fire around 9 p.m. near Arcadia Lake. It's a popular swimming and boating spot in Edmond, Oklahoma.
Fox's Brooke Taylor, more than 20 injuries reported with at least 13 people sent to the hospital. No word yet of any arrests. Two National Guard members honored for their actions during a deadly shooting last year in D.C., not far from the White House, as two other Guard members were targeted by a gunman, killing one and seriously wounding the other.
Good versus evil. Courage versus cowardice. Fight versus flight. They chose good that day.
War Secretary Pete Hegseth awarding the Soldier's Medal and Airman's Medal for bravery to Army Major Ryan Reynolds and Air Force Major Edwin Stanfield. An Afghan national was arrested after the shooting and charged with murder. Today marks the start of Teacher Appreciation Week.
The National PTA established the first week of May as Teacher Appreciation Week in 1985, expanding what had been National Teacher Day. In addition to whatever gifts or thanks they may get from parents, students, and administrators, teachers also get some freebies and discounts, like free coffee at Caribou Coffee and a free bagel at Einstein Brothers on Wednesday, free breakfast food at Whataburger on Thursday, and all week, free coffee at First Watch, a free burger at Shake Shack, 20% off at Buffalo Wild Wings, and an $11.99 heart-shaped pizza at Papa John's. Chris Foster, Fox News.
National Teacher Day is tomorrow. An hour to the close on Wall Street, a sell-off continues for the Dow, dropping 557 points, led in part by a slide for Home Depot and Nike shares. The S&P and the NASDAQ also in the red as oil prices surge, getting back over $106 a barrel. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Going camping is the simply satisfying, relaxing way to enjoy the Alaskan outdoors. Plan to get the most out of your experience with a visit to Frontier Outfitters. Check off your list of essentials, such as tents, sleeping bags, and cookware from your favorite brands, such as Mountain Hardware, Kelty, Slumberjack, Coleman, Jetboil, and more. Garmin GPS. Protect your eyes with sunglasses by Oakley, Maui Jim, and Costa. Your successful camping trip begins at Frontier Outfitters. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
The following interviews and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right? Love life just ain't swinging like it should.
Good morning, Fairbanks. We are live in the studio at KFAR. I am your guest host, Jennifer Juhas, filling in for David Pruse, who's taking a much-deserved break. And we are in the studio today with Dave Lambert, my friend, well-known Fairbankson, and the man behind Alaska Lotto. Good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning.
So thank you for coming in and agreeing to talk to us. There's been some exciting things going on with Lotto Alaska lately. You've got two games going, right? You've got the Chase the Ace, and what's the other one?
Chase the Ace, and the other one is the 49-state race. And it has a minimum of 15 winners each week.
15 winners. So this is the one that has the staggered winners, and so you've got way more chances of winning.
Yes, we created it because there were people that wanted to be able to pick their own numbers. You can either pick your own numbers or you can have them randomly generated. And there's multiple winners every week, and they win different amounts.
And this is on Thursdays, right?
That's at Thursday at 2 p.m. is the drawing.
Because I get the little announcements, and those of you listening can do the same thing. You can sign up for the announcements even if you're not on the revolving tickets. But this is also a new thing, is the revolving tickets, so I don't have to. So many times I'm there, we're doing something fun on a Sunday, because I like the Chase the Ace. And we go pike fishing or do something like that, and then I have to tell Paul, oh, no, I just got the announcement we didn't buy our ticket today. But now we can sign up for a revolving ticket, kind of like a subscription, right?
Yes, we just started the membership, and that has been something that's been asked for quite a while. You can designate how much you want to enter every week, and it will automatically charge your credit card on Tuesday, and you'll receive a notification either Sunday evening or Monday of the upcoming. And it's easy to cancel if you want to cancel, and you can still go in and purchase extra amounts if you want to increase the value.
So I can make sure that I sign up for the subscription or for the membership so that I don't miss out. And then if I decide, gosh, you know, it's getting really big, I kind of want more chances, I can still do that then.
You can, and it's easy to adjust the amount if you want to adjust it. As the jackpot goes up, people, you know, they usually increase what they
want
to.
Because we want more chances, because, you know, it's that big juicy prize is out there. And on your website, I've noticed if folks have never purchased a Lotto Alaska ticket, you can buy one ticket. I usually go for the $20 for 25 tickets. That's kind of my sweet spot. I'm a little bit of a safe bettor, but you know, I tend to go in there once a week and do my $20 for my 25 chances. I get my numbers emailed to me, and then as soon as I get the notice it's been drawn, I can go compare that.
The $20 purchase is by far the most popular.
I can see that with your average Alaskan. And then you see, you probably are able to track by the card or something, you probably have somebody checking the stats on this. So those of us that are usually in for the 20, once we start getting right up around those $3 million pots, you probably see us going, this week I'm going to go for 50 or 100, huh?
That's correct. Higher the jackpot, the more people are willing to invest in. And there's a guaranteed $100,000 winner every week, and currently the jackpot is worth $350,000. But as the pot grows, that continues. We've had weekly prizes of almost $600,000 a week.
Well, I've been watching some of the winners, and some of the stories, the human interest stories, are just really heartwarming. And some of the things that people have done with their winnings to help their communities out. This whole charitable gaming has been set up with the state of Alaska, that the money is going back into communities from the operators, from the proceeds. But then we've seen some of the folks who've won big put extra money back into the communities.
That's correct. We had a gentleman down in Homer, and when he won the prize, he said one of the things he wanted to do was get the Boys and Girls Club going again in Homer. It dissolved, and it was very important to him when he was growing up. And you know, when somebody says something when you're handing him a check, it's one thing. But he followed through. It took him 6 months to get a group back together, to form a board, and get a facility to reopen, and he gave them $1.3 million upfront operating costs.
That's amazing.
It is. And the gentleman from Kotzebue that just won, he has a mother that has medical conditions, and she lives in Fairbanks, and she can't fly, and the drive down to Anchorage has been pretty hard on her. She's immobilized, and he's buying her a house in Anchorage and moving her to Anchorage so she can be by her medical needs.
So these are just some of the real-world human interest stories that charitable gaming in Alaska is supporting. We know that it goes into the charities, and we'll talk about that on the after the break at the second quarter here. But I was really thinking of the fellow in Homer when I was talking about the human interest stories. There's been a few others where people think, oh, people are just going to quit their job. But then we had the fellow, what was it, Sitka or Ketchikan, that won. He won a couple million and decided, nope, we're stashing that in the bank. We're going to keep working. And he's got some plans, too, to do some things in his community, as well as take care of his family.
He does. And also the gentleman from Kodiak that won, he's a pipe fitter, and he has no plans in quitting his job. And he saw a need down there for low-income housing. Housing is pretty tough down in Kodiak. And he purchased an apartment complex and worked with an organization and providing reasonable rent to low-income people.
There's just so many good stories of human goodness out there from the people who've won it. There's so many people who've been able to simply help themselves and their family, which is absolutely legitimate, pay off debts, improve their lives, go to school, buy a house they never would have been able to afford to have some stability for their family. But there's also, so many of these other stories that I tune in every week just to see what's happening.
You know, one of the first ones we had was a family here in Fairbanks that they just had a new child, and they were able to buy a house and pay off their debts. We had another woman from Fox that won, and they had been living in a dry cabin, and they were so excited that they could finally buy a generator for their house. But I'm thinking to myself, they could buy a whole house that has a generator.
Right, right. So this is amazing. We're going to go to break right now on Problem Corner, and we will be back with Dave Lambert, the man behind Lotto Alaska.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
When friends and family gather, it's time to lift each other up with delicious food and beverage from Tommy G's Meat and Sausage. All their beef is certified Angus beef, making it truly the best of the best. They pride themselves on superior quality, service, and consistency. Whether it's their cowboy cut ribeyes, lamb shanks, or even their ground chuck, you know you're getting the very best in Alaska because there is no other place like this in Alaska. Stop by Tommy G's Meat and Sausage today, 3290 Pegger Road. It's no longer dinner with friends and family. It's an experience.
Dearest Mother, it is with great delight that I take up my pen to recount to you the most enchanting experience I had recently at Brewster's. I have discovered the many great salads at Brewster's. There can be nothing more harmonious in flavors than the blissful grilled salmon salad, or taste fresher than an apple walnut salad. Oh, Mother, if you ever get a chance, please try something called a Caesar salad with grilled chicken. It seems as if it's something you would find in Paris, but I have found it at Brewster's. Your beloved son, Henry.
This is the story of the one. As a procurement manager for a hospital system, she keeps every facility in her network stocked and ready. That's why she counts on Grainger to be her single source for thousands of products, from disinfectants to lighting, air filters, and more. And with fast, dependable delivery, Grainger helps her keep every facility stocked, safe, and running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
KFAR, weather. cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a slight chance for showers. High temperatures reach up to 59. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for showers. Lows dip down to about 42. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Good morning, Fairbanks. We are back on the air with Problem Corner. I'm your guest host, Jennifer Uhas, filling in for David Pruse. And our guest today is Dave Lambert, the man behind Lotto Alaska. We were just talking about some of the really good things personally, that people have been able to achieve and do for their communities when they've won. Dave, let's talk about the charities that benefit from the two different games at Lotto Alaska and all of the pull tab operations, because that's how our state statutes are set up, that operators like Dave can only be in business when they are tied to the charities, so that the largest percentage of what's earned is going back into Alaska communities by statute. What are some of the major charities that you're funding every month?
Well, here in Fairbanks, some of the big ones were the hospital. We gave them $100,000 last year to help with their PET machine. Fairbanks Food Bank, the ice sculptures.
I know the Lions are near and dear to your heart with the glasses.
The Lions clubs, we like the ones that have their own programs. Some of the big Lions clubs we support is the North Pole Lions, their eyeglass program, and also the Goldstream Lions because of that park that they have.
That's
the community.
Right. That was all built with private funding, and a lot of that came from gaming.
And then there's the other groups. So the racers, the snow machine racers, the motorcycle racers, it goes
You funded a lot of the outdoors groups with preserving access, and that's something this listenership knows very well, making sure that we have access to our natural resources. And then you're a retired member of Public Employees Local 71. You did the maintenance. You did so many things before you were at Kramer's, but you did the maintenance at Kramer's Field. And as a retiree, you contribute back into their scholarship fund. They've given out over $100,000 in scholarships just for members and their families. So, there's, custodians in the school district who have put all four of their girls through college just on those scholarships.
One of the benefits of charitable gaming funds for the fire departments and everything and the nonprofits is they're unrestricted. A lot of the nonprofits survive on grants, but they're so restrictive that there's a lot of other things that they can't cover. So they depend on charitable gaming funds. I started raising funds through charitable gaming 30 years ago. And about 10 years ago, poll tabs were the primary, and we were getting priced out of poll tabs. So we had to look for something that we could continue. And I've been licensed to do a lottery for over 30 years, but we didn't have the mechanism. And we worked on it for several years, and it has been such a success. We have given out over $10 million to nonprofits, and it relieves the state from funding. These nonprofits are losing their other funding sources, and they need charitable gaming to keep going.
When we don't have some of the programs that we're talking about with nonprofits, including the fire departments, like you mentioned, some of this is vital emergency services in our local areas. Some of this is health and welfare, that all of these groups would be coming to the state, or the state-run programs would have such a drain on them if there wasn't an alternative that these charities are making up the difference for. Even the PET machine that you talked about in the hospital, where would they be going if it wasn't for gaming? They'd be largely going to government funding or trying to find, one of the few Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation type personal grants, but there's only so many billionaires out there. And every ticket that someone is buying for Alaska Lotto or the pull tabs that are here locally. I always check and see, what has that been for? What charity does that benefit? And even if a game looks enticing, I might pick a different one because I like the charity it's benefiting.
You know, one of the things with the fire department, the volunteer fire departments, most of the funding we give them goes to training. They do not receive grants for training, and some of it goes to emergency equipment that they can't have. Alaska Dive and Rescue is one that we help support. We helped purchase, or I guess we did purchase, their new boat, their new rescue boat. And without us, without the lottery, they wouldn't have been able to accomplish that.
In Fairbanks, we have property taxes, and we talk a lot about that. We also have the hotel bed taxes, and folks who might be thinking, I'm not really sure about this charitable gaming, not sure, you know, what value it really brings, even though I'm in here with you saying things like it takes pressure off the state budget. It also takes pressure off of the local budgets when we're talking about what to spend those property taxes on. And we want our fire departments well-trained. When we form a service area, we're expecting that. And then how much is coming out of the property taxes versus how much can be made up with disbursements from charitable gaming and things like Alaska Lotto and Emerald Isle pull tabs?
You know, the funding, everybody wants to go to taxes, but this is voluntary. If you want to help support the nonprofits and have a chance to win large amounts of money, it's a fantastic way to do it.
I love that you advertise often on Facebook and on Alaska Lotto who the bulk of the proceeds will go to when you make the disbursement. So sometimes, you know, maybe the pot's not that big, but I really love the Alaska Trappers, and so I'll buy a few more tickets based on that, and that is private funding. you want to tell us about a couple of the other...
Well, there's a lot of outdoor groups that we help support, and a lot of them are youth groups. The marksmanship training and gun safety down in Delta, the Sportsman's Association. There's all kinds of outdoor and youth groups.
Well, and that's twofold, because they're getting firearm safety training, which I just saw that Louisiana just made mandatory in all of their schools. So if folks are listening and want to do something with the Fairbanks curriculum, I've said for years that should be mandatory. Down in Juneau, we had mandatory swimming lessons because of the danger of falling in the water. And, I think everyone should have firearm safety. But when you provide those disbursements for the youth groups, kids that are good at rifle are going into a lot of college scholarships that people don't realize are available.
You know, also, a lot of the schools, they're not funding the sports anymore. And the schools are forming booster clubs. And there's current legislation that to help fund the nonprofits, booster clubs associated with school groups.
Tell me about that.
Well, we have two bills. We have Senate Bill 170, and also House Bill 386. And in the past, a nonprofit had to be in existence for 3 years before they could get a charitable gaming permit. Under this, because of losing the funding, a school-associated program, whether it's sports or academic, that forms a booster club can get a gaming permit immediately. And this is important because the booster clubs... A lot of the parents don't want to form booster clubs because their kids age out before they could benefit from it.
Right. They need something right now, so they're moving to the bake sales and the car washes and any way that they can attract money, including going in front of the school board. So this last number of years, these cycles, we keep having the school funding debate and, you know, how much is coming from the state, how much is coming from the borough, and what the difference is being made up. And you're right, we keep seeing sports, music, activities that do have a benefit lifelong, and opportunities for college scholarships and college opportunities being cut. And so what's the status of these bills right now, Dave?
Well, right now, Senate Bill 170 is in rules, waiting to be... The problem is we have some senators from Anchorage that are hesitant, and I don't know if they're holding out for a trade-off or what, but and we only have another 15 days or so in the session, and if it doesn't move out, it's going to die.
Right. This is a two-year session, and once they gavel out, anything that didn't make it across the finish line has to be reintroduced again in January or pre-filed in December.
So if you want to help support the nonprofits, give a call to the senators Tobin, Dunbar, and Wallachowski.
It's Willikowski.
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 And encourage them to vote for Senate Bill 170.
And, you know, asking our Fairbanks legislators, too, saying, as your constituent, what are you doing about this? Where's the bill in the House? Has it had its hearings?
Well, it's currently in the hearing, and I'm going to testify on it on Wednesday. They put in a companion bill, and the companion bill is just so they could get some progress, because Senate Bill 170 is going to be the mechanism, but if it doesn't pass out of the Senate, it's not going to go anywhere.
Well, if it doesn't have its House hearings, it just takes longer. So if they're doing everything the last 2 days, boy, I didn't understand that until you explained it here, what the status of that is. I know we're going to end up going to a break here real quick with the Isley brothers here in just a minute, but we will be back talking about the charitable gaming legislation that on the Senate side is waiting in rules. Maybe it's waiting for the companion from the House to come over. Sometimes they do that so that they can, you know, skip through some things. But if we can get the one out of the House, you say its testimony is open on Wednesday of this week. Is that, do you know which committee that is? Should we look that up?
That's House Labor and Commerce.
Okay. Wednesday in Labor and Commerce, and we can look that up on the internet. And I know that you'll be testifying. Have you talked to your lobbyist? Do you know what the chances are getting out of that committee?
Well, it's probably not going to get out of that committee until 170 comes over.
Okay.
Because there's just not the time frame.
Wait for it. Okay. Well, we'll be back with more Problem Corner after the Isley brothers. We're talking with Dave Lambert with Lotto Alaska about the benefits to the community and everybody else.
Coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming
Fox
live at
News, KFARradio.com. I'm John Salcia. The U.S. military says it's helped two ships pass the Strait of Hormuz after President Trump announced the U.S. Navy's guiding ships through the strait. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tells Fox any Iranian resistance to this operation is not working.
They're, I think it's called the Mosquito Navy. They is being swatted. Numerous ships, maybe in double digits, have been destroyed. And the U.S., we are just firing if fired upon. We are not the provocateurs here.
Admiral Brad Cooper spoke to reporters, says Iran has been attacking the U.S. during the ceasefire.
The IRGC has launched multiple cruise missiles, drones, and small boats at ships that we are protecting. We have defeated each and every one of those threats through the clinical application of defensive munitions.
The U.S. blockade on Iranian ports continues. Central Command says they've redirected at least 49 ships. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports a 67-year-old man from Homer died after a crash on the Seward Highway near the Hope Cutoff Saturday, according to Alaska State Troopers. AST said calls of a multi-vehicle crash at mile 56.5 of the Seward Highway came in just after 1 p.m. Saturday. Three vehicles were involved, and all three sustained disabling damage. A total of four patients were transported for medical care, and one individual died as a result of the collision. James Pollock Sr., age 67, of Homer, troopers wrote online. The crash investigation left a section of the road closed for hours on Saturday, and AST is asking anyone who saw what happened or has dash camera footage of the crash to please contact troopers at 907-262-4453. And finally, today is May the 4th, and that means it's Star Wars Day. So today, may the 4th be with you.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at KFARradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
It has occurred to me that I am an introvert. I live a sheltered life as an old septic tank, gazing at the stars, pondering my poetry, appreciating the weather, rain or snow. I know my family has Bigfoot Pumpin' and Thawin' faithfully pump me out once a year. I count on that flow in my life, and I will continue to serve them much better for many years to come.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
We're back in the studio with Dave Lambert, Alaska Lotto, and I'm guest hosting named Jennifer Juhas, filling in for David Pruse. We were just talking at the break that we're 3 weeks into a new cycle on the Sunday draw, because we've got the two different games, and I follow the Chase the Ace. But the Chase the Ace 3 weeks ago paid out $4.3 million to the fellow from Kotzikview that's going to move his mom into Anchorage so she can have better medical care. That's a lot.
Well, he's probably one of the biggest millionaires in Kotzikview now. And all of a sudden, he has all kinds of relatives.
Right. So do you have people from time to time that say, I just want to remain anonymous?
Well, they can if they don't want to collect the money. It's important for people to know that it's real and who the winners are, because it's your neighbors. You know, right. There are so many people that have known winners.
Well, and when you win a multi-million dollar pot, you can probably pay for the therapy that'll help you set boundaries with your unknown relatives.
There has been a couple of people that got new cell phones with numbers that aren't public, but
I remember the first one when you'd been up and running for about 8 months, and we had the fellow from Anchorage, and it was about $3 million, and it was just, you know, now we're in the game, because you'd been able to run a lotto for a while, but you hadn't had the ability to do so. And I'll tell you, I've watched the studio over there. I don't know what else you would call it, where you're broadcasting live, and I've helped do the draw before in the giant tumbler, and now you have the balls going over there, just like I used to see on TV in Maryland as a little kid, you know, the little ping pong balls popping up. But you've done a lot of work over there. It's really quite a thing to go see on a Sunday night.
Well, originally we had to do a drawing, a paper drawing, and we were spending over $5,000 a week on paper, but that was the law, and we got the law changed so we can do an electronic draw, and we're using bingo balls now, and it's completely random, and everybody can see how it's done.
You can watch it online. I've been there in the studio to see, you know, the magic happening, and I was part of helping you with that, with the electronic draw, and it wasn't just because of the paper waste, but it was really just such a production, and this is just so much easier.
Oh, it is fantastic. And when we had the paper, there was always criticism. You didn't draw from the bottom. You didn't scratch your ear before you drew. And the bingo ball makes it clear and transparent.
And you had that ability long before you did it because you've just wanted to be so diligent that you've been, in my opinion, extra cautious as you've allowed innovations to come into the game, probably because you hear from people with, you know, criticisms and questions and this need to explain what you're doing. You've been very conservative as you've moved things forward.
Well, we have to make it clear, and so everybody knows that it's honest and there's no funny business going on. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why the winners are identified. And we identify their location and the first name.
And the charities, you know, I've been part of several charities over the years. It was first introduced to the charitable gaming in 2003 when I used to come and pick up the pull tabs for Alaska Outdoor Council and then take them over to the Midnight Mine and deliver them and learned, you know, where things were at there. You have a saying that has gone on. You usually say, how much did a dollar pull tab cost, you know, 30 years ago, and how much does a dollar pull tab cost now? and how it hasn't changed. But these innovations are coming in and really changing the lives of individuals and the nonprofits. I know so many nonprofits that could not do their work without the boost that you provide. I'm sure people are listening who are part of a nonprofit or want to form a booster club, and you really are thoughtful. You and a couple of your partners are thoughtful about how you choose which charities you want to sign up.
So it used to be a lot easier to pick the nonprofits, but now with all the requests that are coming in, it takes a while to go through. And special needs or projects get priority over everyday operating costs or pass-through groups where we give an organization money and they pat each other on the back and be good guys and pass it out. There's a lot of so many needs. And if you want to participate, you can still send in a proposal to dave@lottoalaska.com. And we'll send you kind of the outline, what's needed.
And right now they need to have a charitable gaming permit because the charities are the permittees where the bingo, lottery, and pull tabs folks are what we call operators. And what you do is you sign a contract with an operator. So basically they're doing the work for you, but of the charities I've been involved with you as our operator, you know, there's still an expectation that this isn't simply passive money. Oh, we'll just let Dave do everything. We're still out there trying to beat some feet, and we don't have to sell the paper raffle tickets anymore. We don't have to run around with the little books because we got the law changed and we can do these things online. But we can still do the paper draws. We can do the 50-50s with the little tickets. There's some rules involved. But if you're looking to contact dave@alaskalotto.com, make sure that you've got your own permit already in place, right?
That's dave@lottoalaska.com.
Sorry. dave@lottoalaska.com.
And you know, a lot of these groups never had charitable gaming permits in the past because they had no way to utilize them. These organizations we support, they're not in existence to run charitable gaming. They give out medical or psychological, you know. One example is the Breadline here in Fairbanks.
Right.
They're one of the newer ones, and these groups need the support because their other funding's drying up.
Yeah, the Breadline, the VFDs, but then also you've been part of some of our major charities like the Fairbanks Food Bank that's won a number of awards and is self-sufficient. It wouldn't be without the addition of the gaming.
The Fairbanks Food Bank operates from the community donations. It isn't funded by the government, and it is an amazing organization that helps so many Fairbanksans.
And so many times we get into the discussion about gaming and is it gambling and how it's different in Alaska. And in my opinion, the charitable gaming as we have it set up in Alaska and your participation in it really is a conservative value. This is a conservative talk show with a conservative listenership. And this is private funding going into Alaska's charities. So the ability to choose, being able to see which pull tab is going to which charity and who the draw is for each week and deciding which charities we support. We can make an individual donation, and many of us do that. But when we start talking about the difference between government reliance for services versus private donations, charitable gaming is making up a difference in there for those people who don't consider simply giving their money to charities the way many of us do. We have planned giving, but we're funneling that money into the needs that we have in our local community.
And this is a voluntary program if you want to participate or not. If you do not want to participate, that's fine. But we're one of the last states to have a lottery, and fortunately, it's to benefit Alaska nonprofits. It doesn't go into the general fund for somebody else to decide where it goes.
Right.
It goes directly to the nonprofits.
So we're making that decision with our pocketbook, not having to wait for vetoes and overrides and everything else that's going on the floor right now as we're on our radio show. We'll be back after this break with more Problem Corner.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Get your garage back, people. Has it been years since you were able to park in your garage? Great news, Fairbanks and North Pole. Independent Rental Storage has 20 and 40-foot containers to help with all your storage needs. We have two locations, one on Cushman and our new storage yard on Chena Pump. Or we can bring the container to you. Independent Rental Storage has the space you need. Call us today, 456-6595. Independent Rental Storage. Safe, secure, affordable.
KFAR Radio is proud to bring you 50-50 Friday. Every Friday at 9 a.m., log on to our website for a half-price offer from a local business. Great deals on restaurants, stores, shops, services, sporting events, and more. It's 50-50 Friday. This week's offer?
Get your glow on for half price. That's the deal for this week's 50-50 Friday from 40 Below Glow. 40 Below Glow is a custom spray tan service. It's a space designed to make you feel confident, polished, and effortlessly put together. Each spray tan application is custom mixed to your exact skin tone. It's tailored for you and only you in a relaxed, judgment-free environment. You will leave with a natural-looking glow. This amazing deal, a $55 gift certificate for half price this Friday.
So log on to KFARradio.com this Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. for this awesome half-price offer. But hurry, as this deal will go fast. It's 50-50 Friday from KFAR.
Since 1983, Access Alaska has been a private, nonprofit, consumer-controlled organization providing independent living services to people who experience a disability. As an independent living center, their mission is to encourage and promote the total integration of people who experience a disability, as well as Alaskan elders living independently in the community of their choice. That's Access Alaska, opening doors to independence. For more info, log on to accessalaska.org.
This message is brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
KFAR weather.
Slight chance for showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs around 59. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance of rain showers. Lows level off around 42. Chance for showers tomorrow, 52. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
And we're back in the studio with Dave Lambert with Lotto Alaska and Emerald Isle Pull Tabs. And how you can participate, we were talking about that during the break. Some of you like a computer. I like going on and purchasing my lottery tickets for the Chase the Ace. You know, that's my game. I've accidentally sometimes pressed the wrong button and been in the Thursday one, and that's fun too. But I really like watching the Chase the Ace. I'm convinced I'm going to get drawn and I'm going to pick the ace, and then I'm going to do so many good things. But you can find that online, and there's a list of all of the charities that are supported right there on the Alaska Lotto.
On Lotto Alaska.
Lotto Alaska. Lotto Alaska. And we've got physical locations. So you can go online, but you can also go into Pagoda, Ivory Jack's, right over to Emerald Isle Pull Tabs over in Washington Plaza. You've got the Fox General Store. Where else?
Oh, that you got the Turtle Club.
The Turtle Club. Okay, so you're going in and having a beverage or having your nice fancy dinner, and you can still look behind the counter and support our local lottery and our pull tabs.
We have a lot of people that are not comfortable doing things, making purchases online, and so we have quite a few locations around the state. There's about 70 different locations where you can go in and buy a physical ticket. And that way you avoid doing any online purchases.
So, and that's for the lotto. I will say I have a number of friends who love the pull tabs, love the rippies. And I really love when they win just, you know, $150 or $300 and they pay for everybody's dinner. Because that's usually what happens. Is usually the folks that win about in that range, they say, oh, hey, dinner's on me.
It's a real entertainment, the pull tabs. And it's a social thing. And there's legislation now to modernize it because things are changing.
And talk to us a little bit about that. I listened in on some of the hearings, and while we're not doing online gaming, and we're not doing online gambling, having this pet, you've actually got some controls on this so that it isn't just a runaway train, that there's some sort of algorithm that the people who study this have checked to make sure that it's still very, you know, we think of pull tabs as casual, something that isn't, you know, real addictive. And that's the testimony that I heard when I listened in.
Well, pull tabs have been the major source for raising funds for nonprofits for so many years. But the times are changing. The current legislation modernizes some of the language. A lot of the language in the current legislation is outdated. One example is the only way you can apply for a charitable gaming permit is by certified mail. Well, the department doesn't let you do anything by mail. You're mandated to do it online. And
yeah, even my business license, everything's online. Fishing and license now is online.
Everything's online. So one of the proposals is electronic pull tabs with tablets. It's limited where they can be. And the modern generation are used to computers and their phones. So it's going to be an additional source of revenue for the nonprofits.
Well, and they think this flat thing in my hand is a phone. They've never seen some of them, except maybe in a movie, what you and I grew up on, let alone a payphone.
Oh, that's correct. I was at the Sportsman's Association quite a few years ago. Some kids came in to ask to use the phone, and they walked in there, and it had a dial on it. And they picked up the receiver several times, and they didn't know what to do with it.
So this modernizing, you know, isn't a runaway train, isn't, you know, anything outlandish, but, you know, everything else is online. We apply for our dividend online, but we, until this passes, we wouldn't be able to apply for our charitable gaming license if we were a booster club that wanted to make up the difference in our local school budget. Right now, we would have to do that through certified mail.
Well, that's what the law says, but it's not what's being done right now.
So we're not even in compliance with, okay.
Yeah.
So some of this is necessary changes simply to update what's already being done.
That's correct.
And is that going to be part of the hearing for the bill that you'll be testifying on as invited testimony on Wednesday?
I think that's all acceptable, and nobody's really commenting on all the modern updates.
Where's the hang-up? Who's thinking that we shouldn't pass these bills? Who do we need to talk to? You mentioned some people in Anchorage. We can definitely talk to our Fairbanks legislators and say it's been no secret, especially with the boosters that you brought up, that we have pressures on our school budgets. And passing this bill would be able to assist us with that local problem. Where's the hang up?
Well, the hang up, I think they're trading votes. But we're running out of time. We're going to have to start all over if it doesn't pass this year. We've been working on this for 5 years now, and the hang-up right now is some of the Anchorage senators. So if you can give them a call, or even send them an email encouraging them to support the legislation, that would be wonderful.
And anybody listening can go to akledge.gov. That's where you can find the BASIS. It's called BASIS, the Alaska Bill Tracker. You can find some links there on how to contact. There's actually, you can find the list to contact a committee. And right now we're looking at a bill hearing in House Labor and Commerce on Wednesday. We're also looking to talk to Senate Rules Committee about having the matching bill in the Senate. But we have 15 days, half a day has already gone today. So we've got 14 and a half days to get this through, or we're looking at another year of waiting to have more relief in our community at the benefit of charitable gaming.
There are a number of nonprofits that are closing their charitable gaming facilities because they're getting priced out of the market.
We saw that with the local Boys and Girls Club, and that was really needed for some families here locally.
It is.
So being able to pass this bill and modernize things, and I think the modernization is really reasonable. You're not talking about anything outlandish. The ability to apply for things online, some of the modernized on-site gaming that people are used to, where, you know, my friends have bought my dinner when they've won. I've been grateful and said, thank you, Emerald Isle Bull Tabs.
You know, one of the things to consider is this is not a tax. If it was a tax and the government had to support it, you have no say in it. This is voluntary if you want to participate to help the nonprofits.
And again, those of us who do planned giving, we just see this as a supplement. And hey, there's a chance for me to win. But that's for those of us who are thinking about planned giving and charitable donations. For those who aren't and they're only in it to see what they win, we're capturing something from them. And again, it's voluntary. It's not a mandated property tax and an assembly isn't spending it. We're choosing where it goes every time we spend a dollar with the lottery or the pull tabs. So we've got a couple minutes here to wrap up. I just want to thank you, Dave Lambert, for being available to talk about this. We're focusing on what's happening now. We've had you in the studio before to talk about, gosh, all the way back to the beginning of the rat race and some of the other charitable gaming in Alaska. But this is something that our state has come to rely on to take pressure off of state and local government budgets. And what else would you want for us to know? Do you have a couple of other favorite charities that are out there?
Oh, I do have some favorite charities. You know, my kids graduated from Monroe, so we're a big supporter for them. We're big supporters for the food bank and the Fairbanks Ice Dogs. We actually do their 50-50 at the Ice Dog game. And the biggest jackpot was over $100,000. And when you have a crowd of 2,500 people, that's really amazing.
And so that was just one night's 50-50?
We had a $8,000 carryover, and that was enough to feed it, and it just grew from there.
And like you said, once people see that puck go up, that's when, you know, I'm one who will do my every week $20 for the lotto. My partner, Paul, is he'll wait until it's real big and then he's finally in, right? So you've got the different mentality from those of us. But as soon as that pot is real big, I'm sure a lot more hands go up waving the kids over to come over with the bucket, right?
That's correct.
And so right now we are, you paid out 3 weeks ago, $4.3 million to the fellow from Kotzebue. And what are we up to about this week?
Right now, we have a guaranteed $100,000 every week. Plus, if you win the jackpot, the guarantee is a minimum of $250,000. So the jackpot currently is worth $350,000. And just go to lottoalaska.com and take a look and see if you would like to participate.
So you can go there as a purchaser. You can also go there to do some research. If you're a parent and thinking about forming a booster club, if you're simply a property owner who cares about our budgets and wants to see what's happening with the bill, a lot of that information you can find online. We encourage you to do your homework and support local charitable gaming. And is there anything else that you want us to know before we go to our last break, Dave?
Well, we'd really like to have some more rural nonprofits and help some of the rural areas. We do a lot of Native organizations, but it's hard to do anything for the rural because a lot of them aren't organized.
Well, and it's I'm glad that you've put that out there and that you have a heart for that, because we can't also just the same way we can't just turn to government to rely on our local municipal needs and, you know, our VFWs and things like that, what we talked about. We can't just say, well, the Native organization will take care of that school in Beaver. The Native organization will take care of something else in Hootsuite or Fort Yukon. So let's spend some time over the next couple of weeks getting together with our friends in those areas as well to say, you know, what could you guys form, the same as we're talking to local parents about booster clubs. Let's find more ways to put some meaningful dollars into our local communities and our outlying communities next to Fairbanks. You know, we are a hub. People come in from our outlying areas to utilize services, and we do consider these folks our neighbors. Even if they're several hundred miles up the river, these are our neighbors. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Dave. Thank you so much for coming on Problem Corner. And everybody, buy your lotto tickets this week and visit some of our local restaurants and buy your pull tabs.
If you buy your tickets early, there's an early bird drawing Wednesday at 6 o'clock. So you can win an additional $2,000 and still be included in Sunday's drawing.
You heard it here first. Have a great week, Fairbanks.